Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing the last several days on conquering doubt. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the 10th chapter of Acts, and Peter had just had a vision. Peter had doubted in himself the vision as to its meaning, and God raised up three men to go with Peter. And beloved, God has called you and I out of the bondage of this world and brought us into the fullness of all of His promises. We're not alone, for He's given us His Word and He's given us His Spirit to accompany us that we should lack nothing. In Acts, the 11th chapter, verse 12, Peter talks about this. He had returned to Jerusalem and was discussing how the Gentiles had received the word of God. And in verse 12, he declares, "And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood up and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter." What I'm bringing to your attention is the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Obviously, Peter was having doubts, and so the Holy Spirit was assuring him, don't do that. Just do what I'm showing you. Go with them. We're told in 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 8, that we should pray at all times. We should pray everywhere, and we should lift up holy hands without prayer and doubting. In fact, let me read this. "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." God wants us to be single-minded, to have a single eye. Jesus said, "Verily I said unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Matthew 21, 21 and 22. We can be victorious over every doubt that would come our way by giving our doubts over to the Lord, just like we have learned to do every other temptation. You may not have looked at it in this way, just like we've been able to hand Him our trials or anger or whatever it might be, our physical life. We have to give Him our minds and will to allow Him to take that spirit of doubt from us. If we will to do this, our purpose to do this, and surrender our doubts to Him, God will take possession of our surrendered will, and He will begin at once to work in us all the good pleasure of His will. It is God working in others both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And we will find that we can keep from doubting through the mighty power of God. We can't say, "I don't want to doubt anymore." We can't say, "I hope I won't doubt anymore." We have to start by saying, "I will not doubt anymore." When Satan will bring in doubt, and he certainly will try, refuse to entertain the thought. Simply say, "I refuse those thoughts in Jesus' name. Jesus loves me. He is in me now. He's my rock. Jesus is my fortress. He's my refuge. I will not be defeated. Jesus loves me. I am His. He is my everything." Beloved, These are just simple words, but there's a profound dynamic in them. Pay no attention to whatever doubts the enemy might bring into your mind. Treat them like you would any other temptation. You wouldn't steal, would you? You wouldn't commit adultery. You wouldn't lie. So refuse to doubt God's word. To doubt God is sin. Refuse to doubt God's love for you. Take the word of God. He says throughout his pages how much he loves you. You are graven on the palms of his hands. Those who have seen the resurrected Christ have testified he still bears the scars in his palms of the wounds of those cruel nails that pinion him to the cross. Quote, the word of God against those thoughts of doubt. Speak the word. Tell Satan, it is written. I refuse that doubt. I belong to God. I am God's property. You have no part. You have no right in me. Jesus said in Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 29, neither be ye of doubtful mind. In fact, let me just turn there and read the words of Jesus. Verse 28, he says, if then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Praise God. Remember this, beloved, all doubt is of the enemy. The Holy Spirit, listen to me now carefully, the Holy Spirit will never, never bring doubt into your mind. Never. The Holy Spirit, what's his task? He's our comforter. He's your teacher. He's not the accuser. And he never, ever shows us our need without at the same time revealing his divine source of our supply. So why have I taken this time on these broadcasts this week to encourage you, to plead with you not to give in to your doubts? Turn from them just like you would any other sin that the devil would bring against you. You may not be able to hinder the doubts from coming. It's not a sin to be tested or tempted. Those doubts may come, but you can refuse to listen to them. And that's where the dividing line comes. Don't listen to them, because if you listen for any length of time, you will join in with them. They're not your doubts until you consent to them. And sometimes, you know, the devil always waits till we're in a weakened condition. When you're strong on top of the mountain and you're just flying in the strength of the Lord, well, he's not likely to attack you then. But if you're down, if you've just come through a devastating trial, if you've gone through something that has tested and taxed every ounce of strength physically as well as spiritually, that's when he's going to come. He's not a gentleman. He's an evil, evil foe. So sometimes you may feel like you're about to give in. But a good way of getting rid of those doubts is to begin to confess at once with your heart and your mouth that you belong to Jesus. Confess your faith. Repeat it over and over in your heart to the Lord. Speak it forth with your lips. He is faithful who has promised. And beloved, I want to encourage you to rely on his faithfulness. When you became a Christian, you committed the keeping of your soul to him, and he's faithful to do it. The Lord will perfect that which concerns thee. He who began a good work is faithful to complete it. And because he is faithful, not because you feel it, not because you see it, he's faithful because he says that he is. Acts 10 and 34 says, that God is no respecter of persons. What he did for the great men and women of the Bible, he will do for you and I today. And so, beloved, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to encourage you to believe God's word actively. Believe it persistently. Daily cultivate a continuous habit of believing, and never let your faith waver for any reason, no matter how plausible it might be. The scriptures teach us that according to our faith, so it shall be unto us. And this works both ways. If we allow doubt to rule in our heart, then we're unstable in all our ways, as James says. But, beloved, if we refuse to allow doubt to stay and to cultivate the Word of God, then there is no room for doubt left. As I bring this broadcast to a close, let's just ask the Lord to do this work in our life. Father, we come to you. And, Father, we thank you that the very faith that you have given us has come from your hand, that we were able to accept Jesus because of the faith you imparted to us. You've given to every man a measure of faith, and Father, it was acting on that faith that you gave from your hand for some of us recently, for some many years ago, and we responded, we acted on that faith, and we said, Lord, we believe you are who you said you are. We believe you are the Son of God. So, Father, we know that that work of faith that you began in our life, that you are the author of that faith and you're the finisher, the completer of it. And so, Father, we're asking you as the sovereign Lord of eternity and of our lives and of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will perfect our faith. Lord, myself and those who may be listening to this broadcast, but Father, we pray for the entire body of Christ, that you will perfect our faith, that we will in fact be that glorious church that you're Word talks about, without spot, stain, or wrinkle, and that the faith of God will be so strong that no doubt, no skepticism, nothing the enemy could bring would cause us to turn from you, but we will be strong in faith as Abraham, staggering not at the promises of God through unbelief, but strong in faith and giving glory to God. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in next time as we see what the Lord has for us. I love you. Thank you for your prayers and for writing. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,